Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that time we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893. You can call or text that number. You can go online, email or text to prayer@yeshome.com, and let us know your prayer requests that way as well. However you do it, just let us know what you need prayer for today so we can join with you in prayer. It could be something big, something small. Could be a concern. It could be a praise, a celebration. Maybe God has answered a prayer and you want to give him glory for that. Whatever it is, let us know today and we'll join together with you to pray. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information unless, of course, you would ask us to. Sometimes people do ask to use their name, and that's fine. We'll do that. But unless you specifically ask us to, we always keep it anonymous. So even if it's something personal, don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call or text in with your prayer request. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We want to just pray for you. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you this day that we can come before you in prayer, that we can lift up all our needs, concerns, all our burdens, all our cares, and know that you are a good and faithful God who will hear us and receive us and who will meet our every need in Christ. And so we thank you, Lord. We give you all glory this day and pray that you would move with power, might, and strength in the lives of your people as they experience your goodness, your grace, and your mercy in all its fullness. And we know that you will not fail to be the good and gracious God that we know that you are. We thank you, we praise you, we give you glory this day and pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayers, we always like to get into the Word of God. And today we're going to be in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 10, talking about our way to God. Now, you've heard us talking about needing part-time DJs here at Yes FM and being able to come to events. And one of the cool things that sometimes happens when you're with Yes FM and radio station and stuff is you get to go backstage at concerts. Right. Sometimes we get passes and we get press passes because we get to do stage announcements or something. And so you get to go backstage, you get to meet the artists, kind of hang out backstage. It's really cool. Doesn't always happen, but sometimes it does. And it's been a lot of fun to be able to do that at different times. And that happens because you're given a pass. Right. When you go backstage, especially a bigger concert, they always give you a lanyard and a pass that says, you know, backstage. And some say all access, some say limited access, stage access, you know, whatever, depending on the concert and what the venue sets up and what you're allowed. All access means you have full access to everything, right? You can go into the green room, you can go into the on stage, you can go wherever you'd like to go. You just have all access. Well, that's what we've been given with God. We have been given an all-access pass to God. Back into the, not just to meet God, but to go into the inner workings, backstage, if you will. Getting ready, you know, into the every part of his kingdom. God has invited us in. He has given us this pass. And said, I'm giving you all access into my kingdom. Come in. And we have this through Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 says this. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. that we have confidence to enter into the most holy place. Here's the thing. When you have an all-access pass in the backstage of a show, you go anywhere you want. You don't worry about it. You don't have to say, hey, can I go back here? Can I go over here? You know, you show them pass, boom, in. In fact, a lot of times, the people you're showing your pass to get in, they're not even allowed in there. But you have the pass. You don't worry about it. You don't. You just confidently walk up. Here's my pass. In you go. In the areas that are generally cut off and restricted from other people coming in. And it says this was what was happening with God in the old, under the old covenant. You know, God was in the temple, and in the most holy place in the temple was where the Spirit of God resided. And nobody ever entered in there. Once a year, the high priest would go in to make atonement for the sins of the people. And that was it. That was the only time anybody entered in to the most holy place. And in fact, it was so sacred that when the priest would enter in, you know, he'd have to go through the rituals to make sure he had cleansed himself and made sacrifice for his sins, that he was, you know, ceremonially clean and pure. But he also, what they would do is when he went in, they would tie a rope around his ankle before the priest went in. They'd tie a rope around his ankle so that in case something went wrong, he did something wrong or in some way erred before the Lord or wasn't properly prepared to go in, and the Lord struck him dead, they would have a way to pull the body out. Because if he died in there, you know, there's no way you could go in and get him, right? To go in and be denied. Only he was allowed in. So they had to put the rope on so they could pull his body out should anything happen. That's how restricted the most holy place was. Nobody ever went in there. Only the high priest, and only once a year. But now the writer of Hebrews says that what was previously cut off from us, where previously we were restricted and not permitted to go, we have now been granted a pass, that we can enter that most holy place with confidence by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain. Is off by a curtain. The most holy place is set up by the very heavy, big curtain that cut it off, and you couldn't go past this curtain. But now, that curtain has been opened. It's been drawn back. The path has been opened, and we can enter through that curtain confidently and boldly. A new and living way has been opened through the body of Christ. Through Jesus Christ, we now have this opening. Jesus made the way for us by being the sacrifice for us. He became the opening that allows us now to enter into the very presence of God, into the most holy place. And more than that, we have a great priest over the house of God. We enter into the place, we enter into the presence of God, and there is Jesus, a priest, interceding for us on our behalf. This is why we can have confidence. Because we come before God unworthy, but invited. And all that is wrong with us has been made right through Christ, and it is Christ who intercedes on our behalf. So we walk confidently before the throne. God says, who is this? And Jesus says, this is one of mine. This is one of mine. This is one whom I've brought here. This is my guest. More than a guest, he's my brother, my sister. This is what Jesus has done for us. This is the hope that we have. This is our reality, our spiritual reality. And so the writer of Hebrews says, since this is our reality, since this is true of who we are, let us draw near to God. Let's take advantage of this. You've been invited in, so come in. Come in, draw near to him. He has opened the way. There's nothing to obstruct you, nothing to keep you from drawing near to God. Draw near to Him. With a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water, that we have been cleansed with Christ, our sins have been forgiven. That we have, you know, we've been sprinkled. They used to sprinkle the blood of the sacrifice on the altar to make atonement for the sin. Well, now we've been sprinkled. And because of that, our consciences have been cleansed. Before we had a guilty conscience because we were sinful. Our sin was real and it was before God. We had done wrong. We felt the shame and guilt of that. But God, when we come to God, God takes away that guilt. He forgives us. Then He cleanses us. More than just forgiving us, He cleanses us and wipes away that guilt. You know, guilt serves an important purpose. Guilt reminds us that we've done wrong, that we're out of sync with God, that we've lived in violation in some way of His word or His truth, and we need to get right with Him. But we're not made to live in guilt. You know, some people say that's what Christianity is, just about making you feel guilty all the time. Well, that's not what you're made to feel guilty about. I mean, that's not what we're supposed to live. We're not supposed to live in guilt, feeling guilty all the time. That's not what Christianity is about. Christianity is about being released from that guilt, but not released from that guilt by saying, oh, you shouldn't feel guilty. No, we should. We did wrong. But even better, released by God saying, but you are now forgiven. You're forgiven. And you're cleansed and made pure and whole. And so our consciences have been sprinkled to lift that guilt off of us, and we've been cleansed with pure water, made pure before Him. So now when we come before God, we don't come with all our sinfulness and failures and foibles and weaknesses and faults, but we come before God in the perfection of Jesus Christ, joyfully holding to Him, believing that He will save us, because indeed He will. And this is the joy that we have. This is the promise that we have. This is the hope that we have. And because we have this, we can come before Him boldly. And we can hold on to this hope. As He says, let us unswervingly hold on to this hope that we profess. For He who promised is faithful. All of this has been made possible by God and promised to us by God. God has done this. He has made the way. We are saved by Christ, cleansed and perfected in Him, so that we can draw near to God. That's the whole purpose. Why did God forgive us of our sins? Why did He perfect us? Why did He cleanse us? Why did He make us pure in Him? So we can draw near to God. That's why. Not just to get us into heaven. What's heaven? What's the point of heaven? The point of heaven is being with God. That's the whole point. That's what makes it heaven, that God is there. It's not about living in some utopia. It's about living with God. That we have been cleansed so that we can draw near to Him, to this God who loves us and cares for us, this great and mighty and awesome God, and that we can know Him and delight in Him and rejoice in Him and find that deep, abiding fulfillment that only comes from Him, to find our joy in Him. Let us draw near to God. Are you drawing near to God? What's the purpose of your salvation? Is it just to get out of hell? That's not why God saved us. It's a nice side benefit, but that's not why he saved us. He saved us to draw near to him, so we could come into his presence. That's why we were saved. So let us draw near to God. He has invited us into the most holy place, that we can come confidently and boldly before his throne, to the God who loves us and has saved us.